Hello and welcome to our podcast series, Conversations with Kids Peace. I'm Bob Martin. When it comes to training the next generation of caregivers in the mental and behavioral health care space, Kids Peace presents in many ways a unique experience for medical professionals at the beginning of their career. The collaboration we have with institutions involved in this training is a classic win-win scenario. Our kids benefit from their passion, excellence, and energy, while the practitioners get the experience in a real-world continuum of care. This year, Kids Peace will be providing that experience for the first time to members of Lehigh Valley Health Network's fellowship program in child and adolescent psychiatry. The first of these physicians, Dr. Joseph Vendito, recently completed his four-week rotation at Kids Peace's Orchard Hills campus, and he sat down with us to discuss that experience. Here's our conversation. Dr. Vendito, welcome to the podcast.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to have you. You are the first doctor to do a rotation at Kids Peace as part of the LVHN Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Fellowship Program. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Now, can you briefly explain the role that this fellowship plays in your training?
Oh, sure. So, well, it's a little complicated. Essentially, the Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Fellowship, it's 2 years in total, but for a good chunk of that rotation, we do need some inpatient experience. That is to say, young kids who have are struggling with mental health who actually come into the hospital. So our primary rotation at LVHN is actually their inpatient psychiatry unit, but they only take as young as 12-year-old kids up until like usually 16, 17 years old. So predominantly our exposure there is more so like older adolescents, but Kids Peace accepts children of a more wide age range. So the unit I was at, we actually saw as young as 6 years old. So that kind of completes the age range, if you will. So that's why we'll be at Kids Peace for right now about a month, but that might be a little bit longer in the future, but we'll have to see.
That's amazing. I hadn't thought of that, but obviously it's something that you have to take into account that, you know, some places you're just not going to get the full range. So you need to be able to take a look at that.
Right.
I understand that you grew up in Bucks County.
Correct.
So
yes.
You're sort of local here to our location here in Pennsylvania. Did you always want to pursue a career in medicine?
Yeah. So I think high school is when I was making that decision. Part of me wanted to become an author and do something more creative, but my uncle is actually a physician. He really enjoyed his job. He's actually a pulmonary critical care doctor, and every time I saw him, he always had great stories to tell. He just seemed like he seemed so satisfied by his life and his career. So that's why that kind of pushed me more so into the direction of medicine than in college, because before you go on medical school, you complete usually an undergrad career out of college and you take pre-medicine classes, and I really enjoyed my classes. So, and I got decent enough grades, so I kind of cemented my path to applying and attending medical school.
What was it about psychiatry and specifically child and adolescent psychiatry that interested you as a specialty?
Right. Well, so just because it's a little bit convoluted, so I'll just give a little history here.
No, please.
So first you do usually 4 years of undergrad, then you attend 4 years of medical school. Then in your last 2 years of medical school, that's when you start to apply for a specialty, essentially. That could be family medicine, psychiatry. Psychiatry is 4 years. And then once you complete your general adult psychiatry residence, you do 2 years of child and psychiatry as a fellowship. So initially I was thinking more so adult psychiatry. I was in medical school, mostly because this might kind of hark back a little bit to my, high school days of kind of liking a little bit more of a, not really artistic, but I liked how things went more open in psychiatry. As I say, with a lot of other medical specialties, usually, you get a good history, but of course you get some blood work, get an x-ray, and you have a pretty good idea of what the diagnosis is. Psychiatry needs a little bit more work. You really have to, interview the patient, maybe interview the family as well. So you need that humanistic touch, as well as you need to be a good detective, essentially, to kind of get all the information you need to really put everything together, hopefully get the right diagnosis and get the patient the treatment they need. So I thought that was much more intellectually stimulating than some of the other rotations I was on. And then during my adult psychiatry experience, I found that just my own personal style, I felt I did quite well with the younger kids, and I felt like I was pretty good with, talking with parents as well, because parents, you know, need to get a huge chunk of history from them and also offer them, you know, the assurance they need that, you know, their child's going to be okay.
Absolutely.
So I felt that I kind of clicked well with that, and that kind of cemented my path towards seeing if, towards pediatric psychiatry.
I think in our previous conversation, you mentioned something about being kind of a puzzle solver kind of thing. And it sounds like that's part of what you need to take into account, especially when you are talking about the younger kids who may not be able to tell you clearly what's going on.
Yeah.
Now, can you give us an overview of the activities that you engaged with when you were doing your rotation here at Kids Peace? What was that? What was that day like?
Yeah. Well, essentially, every day kind of depends whether the patient was new or a follow-up patient, whether they've been there previously. You know, if they were follow-up like they were previously, I mean, usually I would check on them in the morning, you know, talk with the nursing staff, see if there were any concerns overnight, see if maybe their family called with any questions. And I'd like to spend some time talking with the kids, seeing, you know, how the therapy is going, if there's any side effects from medications. And sometimes still, especially like if the diagnosis is in question, when I spend a little more time with them, try to get a little bit more history, because again, when you first meet a mental health doctor for the first time, they ask you some very personal questions, and they might not want to, you know, there are some things they might want to talk about right away. So you have to kind of, you have to gain their trust, essentially. So that's kind of what the mornings look like. And then the afternoons, we'd follow up with any needs that they have. Also, we want to touch base, you know, with our clinicians as well, make sure they have good, you know, outpatient follow-up scheduled. Again, see if the parents have any questions, maybe even call the parents with, you know, updates, let them know things are going well, that sort of thing. And if we had a new patient, usually I like to have at least an hour to spend with them in the afternoon, have some time to talk with the family as well to kind of get all the pieces of the puzzle I need to, like, you know, take the first step in their treatment.
Okay.
So if that kind of answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely. That brings me to another question I was wondering about. You've completed your rotation at Kids Peace. What are some impressions of that experience you think you'll take with you as you go forward in the fellowship and in your practice?
Right. Well, again, I think every place has its strengths and weaknesses. So I always like to always, you know, focus on the strengths and see how, especially as I go on to either, you know, help, you know, the outpatients or inpatients, saying, you know, where are those strengths I can bring along with me. So here, I really like that there's people work together well as a team here, you know, the clinicians, the nurses. So I like that. So that was kind of one of the strengths that I noticed here. And also, like I said before, we see younger kids here at Kids Peace and Lehigh Valley Health Networks. And kind of how we talk about how those symptoms present themselves and how the kids express themselves is quite different. So it's kind of good to know like how these kids present at every age. So that's like another thing I'm taking from here from, you know, the younger kids.
Oh, it's interesting. I remember my kids being young and having to explain to a teacher that my youngest was whatever she was telling you was right. It's just, she's probably not saying it right.
Correct.
You know? Yeah. But she's not like lying to you. If she says she saw something, she saw something, you know, that kind of thing. One of the things that we deal with here, and I'm sure they're dealing with it at LVHN, there is a nationwide shortage of psychiatrists. And I'm wondering, as someone who is practicing in the field, are there things the society could do or do better to try to address this shortage?
That's a really good question. I think overall we're making some progress in the right direction. As I said, to become a psychiatrist, it's a very long process, and there are some rate limiting steps along the way. The good news is that we are opening up more psychiatry residencies and child and adolescent psychiatry residencies, which means more medical students who are interested in pursuing psychiatry will have those avenues. So that's good. But again, there are some, you know, issues along the way, like, for example, inpatient facilities, for example, they're few and far between. We have a lot of folks who come out from like hours and hours away, especially in some of the lesser populated counties in Pennsylvania. Not only do they not have, you know, inpatient psychiatry, they don't have psychiatrist period for their kids. So that's an issue. Especially more and more, I know, you know, talk about, you know, funding for, you know, for medicine in general at the federal, even state level is a concern. So I think in terms of offering more avenues for psychiatrists, and even right now we're dabbling more with nurse practitioners and PAs, I think that's a step in the right direction. There's more work to do. Again, you know, the specific answers.
Well, it's one of those things. It took us a long time to get to have dug this hole, it's going to take us a while to get out of it. But the quicker we start, the quicker we'll get there. So, and I think, as you pointed out, programs like the residencies that are going on, Kids Peace is part of a number of those programs. And of course, the fellowship programs is just part of our effort to try to, you know, address some of those issues or start us on the process of getting those issues addressed. Right. So we end each of our interviews on the podcast with a request for a life hack. Now, this can be a, you know, favorite saying, an inspirational quote. Maybe it's just a tip on doing something around the house a little bit better. So what's your life hack for us today?
My life hack. I would say one thing that's been pretty consistent with me throughout my life is the expression that the only thing worse than no data is bad data. Because basically, if you make a decision, a choice based on information that's incorrect, you're going to get a bad result. That's the same, you know, in psychiatry, you know, making a diagnosis, starting, you know, treatment, or really probably apply it to most other fields as well. So that's one I really kind of stuck to.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to remember, you know, especially because we, every day you're doing so many decision making in your, so much decision making in your life, make sure you have the right information, or at least make sure you're okay with the information that you're getting.
And, correct. Yes.
And then you kind of roll the dice at that point.
Best you can do. Yeah.
Dr. Joseph Venditto is in the Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Fellowship Program at Lehigh Valley Health Network here in Pennsylvania and just completed a rotation with Kids Peace as part of that program. Dr. Venditto, thank you for joining us both in your residency and here on the podcast.
No problem. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us as well. We'll look forward to having you join us again for more conversations with Kids Peace. Until then, take care.